the need to engage more closely with retailers in their merchandise and assortment planning is more pressing now than ever, especially as it clearly helps retailers to build footfall that can drive entire categories and with space productivity and vital KPI. Also, meeting the retailer's understandable, insatiable need for products that differentiate them from the high street. New launches, exclusives, limited editions, and world firsts are all familiar challenges. There have been some great examples of this across the industry in the last 12 months in practically every product category. Looking ahead, I think the most important thing for a brand owner supplying duty-free and travel retail is the need to be absolutely sure about where it stands in terms of its priorities within its business. Duty-free and travel retail puts products under the glare of a global spotlight as never before, and so has a huge ability to shape consumer perceptions of brands. Even big brands that only generate a small percentage of their total turnover from duty-free and travel retail need to make sure they approach it as seriously as they do their domestic markets. Brand reputation can be made or lost in duty-free and travel retail. We had in our audience this morning some of the very top management from some of the world's biggest brand-owning companies. Their presence today, I think, is recognition that duty-free and travel retail is no longer a poor relation to domestic markets. Quite the opposite, in fact. We are the premier retail channel. And many of the world's biggest brands are in categories that are also in the front line of threats to their existence in the duty-free and travel retail channels. Tobacco now, potentially liquor next. And we are under no illusion that the threats to these categories affect all of us in this room, whatever product category you represent. We in duty-free and travel retail need the full backing of our most senior colleagues if we are to protect this market successfully. These are challenges that won't go away, which is why we all have to continue to support the efforts of our various industry associations as they fight to argue our case. We at TFW continue to play our part in dealing with the challenges that face the global duty-free and travel retail industry. As you know, we have been working with the retail associations to create a new industry body that will have a global remit to support and enhance the work of the industry's regional and national associations, the Duty Free World Council. On the screen, you can see the broad aims of this new body: to represent, protect, and promote the global duty-free and travel retail industry, to provide appropriate support to all regions and all regional industry associations, and where relevant and required, to provide a voice for the global industry. So in short, strengthening and supporting the excellent work that is already being done at regional and national level, and enabling the industry to speak with one voice. I'm delighted to confirm that the statutes of the Duty Free World Council have been agreed following input from the various regional associations. The Council is now a legal entity, and thanks to the support of the industry across the world, the Council is a reality. You will hear details of the official launch of the Duty Free World Council in the weeks ahead. The challenges that I have discussed briefly are but a few of many that could occupy us in hours of discussion. Our guest speakers today, Willie Watts, Lord Coe, and John Gerstner, are all highly qualified to talk about challenges from their perspective. We're delighted to welcome Sebastian Coe to Cannes and look forward to hearing how he helped overcome challenge after challenge to stage the 2012 London Olympics and Paralympic Games, considered by many to have been the best Olympics of modern times. John Gerstner, in his book, The Athena Doctrine, challenges our basic perspectives about consumer behavior by arguing that women and men who think like women will rule in the future. Personally, I can tell you that in my house, that future arrived already some years ago. As an industry, we still have huge potential to grow further. And I believe that the challenges we face are no more fearsome than in any other industry. Indeed, we are fortunate. We are in the enviable position of trading in a global market that feeds us potential new customers by the tens of millions every year. And we work with hugely innovative and desirable brands with key stakeholders prepared to invest in the infrastructure and platforms that we need to sell our products. It might be argued that the challenges that lie in our way are challenges of opportunity. As the brave mouse said to the timid mouse, you see a mousetrap, but I see green cheese and a challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I finish by wishing you all some successful and enjoyable days here in Cannes at the TFWA World Exhibition 2013. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Eric. And ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce our first very special guest speaker, I want you, if you would, just to cast your minds back to the summer of 2012, roughly 15 months ago, when the focus of the world's attention was London. London was to be the host of the Summer Olympic Games. There were all sorts of questions about whether the beautiful, ancient old city could actually mount a successful Games. Could it fulfill the promise to be the best of the modern Olympic Games? Well, let's just reflect on how London responded to that challenge.